Blog Talk Radio.
Diamonds on fleek, bitch ain't talking about heat. Put it on, screw, spread out, screw, spread out, screw, spread out, screw to a penthouse. Straight to a penthouse, Miami Beach.
Yeah, yo.
Niggas talk crazy on tweets. They don't want it cause I come to defeat.
They don't want it.
I peek, these niggas all sweet. Weak. Bamboo sticks all in the Jeep. It's a new weirdo every week.
Weirdo.
Get the whip, put it up for my seat.
Put it up.
No care for the IG disease.
No care. Do anything for club.
Anything.
They do anything for club.
Anything.
Do anything for club.
Anything.
They do anything for club.
Club.
Do anything for club.
Just.
They do anything for clout.
Anything.
Do anything for clout. Bitch, watch your mouth.
Watch.
Bitch, stay in your place.
Place.
Bitch, get out the way.
Move.
My bitch on your ass, Kim K.
Yeah.
No disrespect. The nigga be tripping, but we love, yeah. Swapping out cars with my bitch. I bought her the limo, she bought me the race.
Swap it.
Practice, 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 make perfect. Nigga, it's never too late.
Never, never, never.
I see the out of the snake.
I see the soul out the snake.
Then I see the bills up out of the bank.
Rats,
the blog and the media fake. Shouted DM me,
I'm straight.
I'm not gon' bite on the bait.
Nah.
Sippin' no toxic waste.
Look.
On the low with your bitch and it's great.
On the low.
Mask on the face. Jason. Roger that said we in shape.
Shake.
If I go broke, she gon' leave, escape.
She gone.
I put 2 million to say, just in case. Don't go my way.
No cap, my kids gotta have money, not just me.
Facts.
It's selfish.
Selfish.
Oh, I took the crown off the king like Mike did Elvis.
Oh, I took it.
Ooh, the world is wild, he dying, no lie, that don't help him.
World is wild.
Ooh, your bitch wanna eat up the drip, and you cannot help it. Spread out the street to a penthouse, Miami Beach.
Yeah, yo.
Niggas talk crazy on tweets. They don't want it cause I come to defeat.
They don't want it.
I peek, these niggas all sweet.
Weak.
Bamboo sticks all in the Jeep. It's a new weirdo every week.
Weirdo.
Get the what, put it up for my seat.
Put it up.
No care for the IG disease.
No care.
Do
anything for club.
Anything.
They do anything for club.
Anything.
Do anything for club.
Anything.
They do anything for club.
Club.
Do anything for club.
Just.
They do anything for clout.
Anything.
Do anything for clout.
Whole lot of people need to hear this.
Facts.
It's a lot of names on my hit list.
Mom
still say what he wants to.
Woo.
Pussy still wet like a big bitch.
Facts.
I should run a whole blog at this rate. They using my name for clickbait. Bitches even wanna start fake beef.
Fake
beef. Little weave in a mistake.
Woo.
They know I'm the bomb, they ticking me off. Say anything to get a response. I know that mean they traffic is slow. Somebody just got a project to launch. So for being tame, they'd rather be well. Bitches is brandy, they wanna be down. Soon as these bitches got something to sell, they say my name, say my name, Destiny Chow. Everybody wanna be lit, everybody wanna be rich, everybody wanna be this. If us, you all hate me, bitch. Free my problems and suck my dirt. That's talking, I'm calling it out. Public opinions from private.
Demonstrate as if we're doing more than what we're really doing, because we associate that with being accepted. And unfortunately, the mind can mislead you to believe that having things and how things look on the outside is truly how you begin to be accepted into certain circles, you know, in schools and organizations and things of that sort. We have to demonstrate that we've already arrived, when in reality we're still working. And it's the perception is that it's not okay to still be working, but it's okay to still be working on you, working on attracting your goals. It's okay to be working. And I just think we get so caught up in that piece that is so important. You watch and you see, you know, this click over here, that click over there, and you're not happy with you, so you start to believe you need to do all these things prematurely that you can't afford to do to fit in. And I just really think that that's what some of that is really about. Instead of being okay with saying, I'm a work in progress, I'm working to get there. I keep telling people, Teresa, it's okay to have goals. It's okay to set a goal to get there in 5 years. Nobody said that success is built to accomplish in a year. So that's not true, and that's where we fail at. We set this Teresa? You know where I'm going with this. We set ourselves basically up for failure.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the reality. You're supposed to be maybe driving in a Nissan. You can't be driving in the Bentley for 5 years.
I like Nissans, actually.
Do you know what I mean? Good old gas.
And I like
reliable.
And good old maintenance.
Yes, yes. I think that's some of the problem. I really think that we truly have set up a reality that that's the normal, and that is not the normal to go, because you're going to start a business, for example, now you're driving a Bentley. That's not how that works.
No.
Most people are broke running a business than working a job.
But, you know, it's so funny that you say that, because it's the absolute truth. Like, why, when we get money, or think we have money, because to me, your business could have made $1 million last year, but did you get paid $1 million? See, that's how we misconstrue business, right?
Right.
Your full-time job, you could have made $140,000, right, as your annual salary, but you didn't get paid $140,000. So you have to live on the means of what your salary truly is. Mm-hmm. And going to run out and buy all these expensive things because someone else has them, not because you want them, but because you want to fit in, right, with everyone else, it's very unpractical.
Yeah.
I had someone a few months ago, and she was telling me how, you know, all her friends have elevated up.
Mm-hmm.
And all her friends are now driving, you know, I think one of them has one of them has a Porsche. And then somebody else has, I want to say she says a little something GT Bentley car, and then she says, you know, somebody else has Jaguar truck. She's just going on and on, and she's thinking of all these luxury vehicles that people have. And she was like, I don't even want to go out with them a lot of times because I drive an Altima, right? First, we got to get your self-esteem lifted because, honey, I would get out that Altima just like I got out of a Bentley, okay? So it's all mental. But don't feel like you can't, because if you feel like you can't go hang around your friends because, and you feel less than because you don't have the car that they have, then those are not really your friends.
Absolutely.
They should be motivating and inspiring you, and they should be an inspiration for you, not your downfall. Mm-hmm. Now, you can't always blame it on the friends, because we can't control if you decide to go out and spend your money to try to keep up with the Joneses.
Right.
Okay? That's not my fault. If Tanya goes and spend up her money trying to keep up with the Joneses, right, or keep up with the rest of the crew because she doesn't want to look a certain type of way.
Right.
I think that's an insecurity issue. What you think?
I think it is. You know, Teresa talks a lot about mindset. It all goes back to that. I think that, unfortunately, I hate to say that, there's just some people who have weak minds, and unfortunately they allow that to get into their way. I think one of the things we were talking about this weekend, Teresa, I don't know if guys know, we're actually here in Charlotte, North Carolina, and this was a big weekend in Charlotte. It was CIAA weekend, and honestly, I mentioned to Teresa, honestly, there were a lot of people putting on a big show, you know, whether they had their rental cars, you know, they just had to pull up in the big cars, their rental purses. All of this for a weekend, Teresa.
And I said, Tanya, people really rent purses.
What?
I got a closet full of. I have a closet full of them. I'm trying to sell. You didn't even have to rent one.
Exactly. But I think that's the reality. They felt this was a big weekend. Celebrities were going to be out. The best of the best was going to be in the city. So I need to get prepared. And they aren't worried about what's going to happen next week. They just worried about this weekend because, baby, when Monday came, I'm sure that bank account, the rentals need to be turned in and them deposits not in the account anymore.
And,
yeah.
And let me tell you guys something. And look at me trying not to get too close to this mic because, you know, that virus going around.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's funny that LaTanya says that because she's absolutely right. We have CIAA weekend. For those people that don't know what CIAA is, CIAA weekend is a big tournament weekend where they have a lot of the college games. Is that what that is?
Yeah, it is.
And then you come out and you basically, most people come for the party.
That's it, day party.
People don't even go to the game.
No.
So they come out and they come out to party and they have no interest whatsoever in the games. Now, people do go, but a lot of them come for the party. I mean, you have every party promoter you can think of that'll come down to Charlotte. It's been here for about 15 to 17 years, and they will party. And these people are dressed, what the old people say? They dress to kill.
Mm-hmm.
They clean.
They clean.
And you go back home.
Mm.
And you're talking about you got to wait till you get paid to go and do to the grocery store. You got to wait till you get paid, okay, to go to Target and pick up some toiletries because mm-hmm. you don't have any money. Or you go back home and you borrow money. You have your priorities all mixed up. Or you took your tax check, which we know a lot of people did, and you spent it CIAA weekend on an outfit, as Tanya says, or a purse, or on drinks and food. And heck, we didn't even hang like that. And Tanya and I were talking today about how we spent a lot of money. We spent a lot of money.
For me, that was a lot of money. Because I care about my coins. You know how we do, Teresa.
Are we frugal?
Hmm.
Okay. So it goes back to the song, Doing Anything for Clout. Because you are trying to look a certain way to be validated. And the crazy part is a lot of people don't even they care less, right? Some people love the what's the word I'm looking for? Some people love when people are authentic, right? People love authentic folks. So what, you're not at the bar balling out. So what, you didn't do it in your closet to find an outfit, you know, the entire weekend. You know, you ordered and spent $400-$500 on hair.
Yeah.
And you did all these things. But did you do it for yourself,
right,
or did you do it for other people? And so, Latanya, I want to just, you know, ask you right now, in what aspect you think that people can, and it's not just women, because men too, mm-hmm. they do anything for clout as well. But what do you think folks can do at this point to, as far as dropping a nugget or two on changing their mindset mentally to not have to try to keep up with the Joneses? Do you think they should change their circle of friends? Do you think they should keep hanging around the friends that they're hanging around and let those friends be an inspiration for them and not allow them to go and not be a downfall for them because they're trying to keep up with them? What's your thought? Like, would you want to hang around a bunch of folks that are accomplished and successful and they have all these nice things and you don't? Like, how would you feel about that?
Yeah, I'm going to answer this a couple of different ways. One, I love to be in the room with successful people and people with money. I am sorry. I love to be in the room with money because how else am I going to learn how to make more money, how to grow my business, how to be more successful if I'm not in the room rubbing elbows with people who have money? So I think that it goes back to you cannot be intimidated by the people that you are hanging out with, because your mindset has to begin to be okay with, I want to be in the room with people who are more successful than me. I want to be in the room with people who have more commas and zeros in their bank account than I have, because to me, that's how you begin to grow. I think the other piece you have to truly assess mentally, you may have to sit some things out. Everything is not for you.
You better preach.
Everything is not for you. It's not your time. So sometimes you have to sit some things out, and I have had to do that. The reality is there were times that I wanted to be traveling. I'll go ahead and put it out there with my girl over here, Teresa. There were times I wanted to be traveling to Dubai and, you know, doing all these trips, and I just was not in the right space. And it wasn't even financially. I will share a lot of what I was not in the right mental capacity and space to be there. So if I would have went into that environment, I probably would have been the Debbie Downer. I probably would have been beating myself up. I could have been feeling down possibly. I probably would have felt less. You just don't know. So my recommendation is sometimes you may have to sit some things out, make better choices, decide what you can do and what you can't do. Honestly, if it's a free event and you know money is going to be in the room, people who have money. I ain't talking about like going out being a gold digger. I'm talking about building goals, digging for your goals, real goals is what I'm talking about. But it's okay to get in the room and you not to be on the same level everybody else is on financially or from a status perspective. There's nothing wrong with that. But you also have to make better decisions. But when sometimes you just have to sit some things out, everything's not for you. Sometimes you're just not in the right space to be there. It may not just be about money. You're just not in the right space to be there. And nobody wants somebody who around who's negative and always have something to say and attacking other people because of what they have just because you don't have it or you're just not in a good space. Because there are people with money who are unhappy. There are people who are
most definitely
who are unhappy.
Most definitely.
And so keeping up with the Joneses can be more than just materialistic things. You know, there's just some people who can sit at these higher levels, and people are envious of that. They're envious because people have worked really hard, and they want to be in that same position.
I totally agree. And you know what? It's funny that LaTanya said something that made so much sense. When I was at my lowest and I didn't have money, because, I mean, I went through that period.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
I talk about it in my book. And, you know, and I couldn't afford to do a lot of things. So the bad decision that I made, I spent money I didn't have to try to look like I could afford it,
mm-hmm.
opposed to using the platform for education. Using the platform for inspiration, using the platform to motivate me to want to get to where this crew of folks are. But then I realized that the crew of people that I knew didn't have money, right? So I did all of this, and I worked so hard, and I worked really hard to get validation and to show people that I can fit in with the in crowd, just to come and find out they didn't have any money either. So I did all that.
Right.
So I did all that work trying to fit in with everybody else to realize that they didn't have any money either. So you just got to be really careful because everything is not what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We talk about this all the time. You can go and portray any life you want, okay, out there to the world. But when you have to deal with your true reality, right, that's when you actually have a hard time dealing with self, because a lot of us don't want to deal with self. We don't. And if you out here right now, and plus it's particularly if you 35 and over, and you're out here right now and you're still trying to fit in for validation. LaTanya had a very good point. Listen, when I realized those people were faking just like I was, I completely changed my circle. So what I did, I started hanging around millionaires.
Mm.
I started talking like millionaires.
Mm.
I started living a life like a millionaire. Now, not financially,
mm-hmm.
but I started thinking like a millionaire, okay? Because in my mind, I am a millionaire, and I am the circle of people who I hang around, right? Because these were really wealthy people, right? So these weren't people that looked like they had money. These were people that had money, okay? They were wealthy. Not rich, they were wealthy, all right? Like they were leaving, you know, building legacies for their children and things like that. So when I got around those people, that's when my life started to shift, okay? Shift for the better. That's when I started to go even harder at what I believed in. That's when I went even harder for to achieve my goals, to pursue my dreams, right? I went so hard because that's what motivated me, the circle of people that were authentic about their stories, authentic about their lives, and talking about how they got to where they are. So be careful trying to fit in with people because of what it looks like, all right? Because you'll be amazed. It's almost like LaTanya and I have these conversations all the time. You know, you see all these people that advertise their businesses on social media. Has this ever happened to any of you guys? And then you reach out to the individual to get a service or to get a product. And you get your service delivered. You're like, well, hold up. That doesn't look like all the other stuff I've seen you on social media. Because I'm reaching out to you for your service based off of what I see.
Right.
I don't know you from Adam. But I know what I see, and it looks like you provide an excellent service and particular things that I need. You are an expert in the field of something I need, and then I get the service done, and it's absolutely total opposite of what I saw, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know all these individuals out here portraying and up-leveling their businesses, and, you know, you always hear that, fake it till you make it. No, faith it till you make it.
Mm-hmm.
Faith it until you make it, not fake it till you make it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know some people feel like, oh, you got to fake it. And when I say that, it doesn't mean you can't make your business, your two-person business look like it's 20 people. That's not what I mean. I'm talking about when I say fake it until you make it, don't be a fraud. Because, see, once your reputation is tarnished as being a fraud, nobody is going to want to work with you, and nobody is going to want to be bothered with you. So I think it starts with self, and a lot of this is going to go over people's heads,
mm-hmm.
all right? And that's why, again, that's one of my theme songs
doing anything for clout for so many different reasons, because people out here right now, today, are doing anything for clout. Women, men, everyone. I know, like, a lot of men. It's a lot of men over the weekend. And when you got these rental cars pulling out their cash and sacks and things of that nature. And personally, I don't really want no man anyway. You got to pull out a bunch of cash. Because, honey, I want to see if you got any credit.
Right. Say that again.
So, I mean, there should be particular things that you're looking for, you know, when you're looking at these aspects. People have exchanged numbers. And it's not just this weekend. It's just overall. Mm-hmm. If the man, one man pulls up in a Bentley, and another man pulls up and he's driving a Volkswagen Passat, more than likely the man with a Bentley, that's who women are gonna go after.
Yeah.
Right? But you'll be amazed, the man with the Passat is probably the one that's more well established.
Mm-hmm.
But we go by what we see, the physical of what we see.
Right.
And then, you know, you start to do all these things to try to impress them.
Yeah.
So Latonya, have you ever experienced where you had to do anything for clout, or you've done things where you try to keep up with the Joneses? And, like, what was the result of it?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I'm able to speak to it. There were times when I wanted to have what everybody else had, too. And so I felt like I would go to any means possible to do it. And that's just the reality. And I think everybody has experiences in some way or another. You know, how far you go definitely can be different. But for me, there were definitely times that I did that. And I remember even having a great career in the bank, and I was making great money. But at the same time, you know, I may not have done everything I was supposed to be doing financially all the time and paying, you know, my bills on time. I might have went 30 days late because I wanted to go ahead and get that mink coat because I knew something was coming up and I wanted to be able to pull up, too, as they say these days. I wanted to pull up.
Pull up and show up.
I have definitely done that, and also have been, what's the word, when everybody else around you is doing that, you easily can get caught up in that hype, and your friends will be the first ones to hype you up and say, you can get that, you can afford that, you know, that you're getting paid next week, right?
Those are not real friends.
Oh, yeah. And those are the ones encouraging you to spend what you don't have, encouraging you to act in behaviors that you typically know that you should not be acting in because that's not really who you are. But you put that on for those fake friends, as Teresa just mentioned, those fake friends or have you caught up doing things that you typically wouldn't do because, again, it goes back to what I said earlier, people want to fit in. And so I have definitely have had been in those situations before. There's no question about it. But, baby, when you look at your bank account in a couple of days and, you know, you got bills to pay, hopefully the reality sets in and you wake up. And so it got to a point where, okay, I can still look good and do all of these things, but I have to do it within my means, within my budget. You know, maybe I can't shop at Saks, but I could probably go over here to Macy's and get some, you know, you just have to get to a point that you know what you can do with what you have to work with. You can't spend on other people money.
Hmm.
And you cannot look like money if you don't have money. You know what I mean? You can look nice is what I'm saying, because I know, even with my daughter, they taught me how to, you know, thrift, I think is the verbiage they use, and mix and match things. And, Mom, you can still wear your nice boots and pull out a pair of Louis Vuitton, but you can have on these cut-up jeans and a t-shirt.
Hey, let me tell
you. And you still look rich. So we got to get out of that mentality that it's about the amount of money that you spend.
We'll pull up to the Goodwill.
Mm.
We'll pull up to the consignment shop.
Right.
And we'll put that on with any pair of designer shoes that I own, okay?
Right.
And I don't feel powerless, right?
Yeah.
And I know now might be different because my financial situation is different.
It's different, yeah.
And I'm at a different level right now than I was in the past. But even confidence, to me, you wear it on the outside, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean you wear it through clothes.
Right.
I don't mean you drive it.
Right.
Confidence comes from within.
Yeah.
Okay? When you have self-confidence, right, you can pull something together in a matter of minutes and seconds and hours and feel just as confident as the next person. It's been so many times where, you know, my friends, you know, I've had friends in the past. I mean, it may not be anything recent, but I've had friends in the past where they say, well, Teresa, we're going to go over to Tiffany and Company. Mm-hmm. I said, well, girl, call me when y'all done. I'm going to run away to TJ Maxx.
Right. Yes.
And because that's just not the day, I didn't want to go to Tiffany and Company and spend my money that day.
Yeah.
You know, and I learned that when you have money, you learn to be more frugal with it.
Too.
I know for me, my money matters.
Okay.
Money matters now.
Yeah.
So I think about my past and how I spent money that I didn't have. I'm still trying to figure out how did I do that. But, you know, it was a lesson learned.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like now that I'm in a financial space where I'm, you know, in a good financial space, now it's like, oh, I'm not paying for that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not buying that, you know, because I've learned as I got older, I want to spend money on traveling, things that I can create memories and,
yeah.
and things that make me richer. And for me, traveling definitely makes me richer. So,
yeah.
And I'm going to be honest, it's a turnoff sometimes if you are in a realm of folks sometimes and you know the thing, who they are and where they are, and then you see them on social media posting all these things. You kind of like, why, you know? Latanya, if you have a friend, like you know that they are going through something, they're financially challenged.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to use the word broke. And you see them out there on social media and they're posting all these things, again, trying to keep up with the Joneses. Is that, would you say something to your friend or, like, how would you handle that?
I wouldn't say anything.
Okay.
Especially not on social media, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen where some people will attack people on the social media, and that's just not my thing. I don't have any reason to pull somebody's card and let everybody see it. So I definitely wouldn't expose them on social media. However, if they are my friend and somebody that I consider to be a friend, then I definitely would have a personal conversation with them offline. And just one, it wouldn't even be, why did you make that post? I'd be, hey, what's going on? You okay? Everything's all right. I'm checking in with you. I saw your post the other day. Are you all right?
They probably won't even know what you're asking.
Yeah.
Right? Think about it. Would they really know? Is Latanya asking me, why am I lying on Facebook?
Right.
Because that's just cut and dry.
It's a lie. It's a lie. And I think that, you know, depending upon the person, Teresa, you know you have to have some sensitivity with people. But I think the reality is you have to pull them to the side and kind of have that conversation. Because I think sometimes we get caught up really quickly. And somebody sometimes needs to pull us back down. Just like we said, pull the next sister up. Sometimes we got to pull each other hard and pull us back and say, hey, you're doing a whole lot. What's going on? That's not like you. What's going on? I don't think there's nothing wrong with that at all.
Do you want to talk about it or, you know,
right.
Things like, but they're not going to talk about it. They don't want you to be quiet more than likely because if they're out there trying to keep up with the Joneses, they don't want you trying to call them out on it. So.
Yeah, but I think it's our duty and our responsibility. You know, you can speak on it. Now, what they do with it from there, that's totally on them. But I can tell you this, I don't want to really be around somebody faking it and doing, I don't, that's not the type of friends I want to be around. That's
yeah.
Not, I don't.
Not a good thing.
I'm too old for that. Too old for that.
All right, guys, welcome to the
commercial
break, and we'll be right back.
Measured in time, many other brothers loved you, but this pleasure is mine. It's no pressure for us to say that I love you for now. So fuck that coffee shit, I just want us to be comfortable now, for real. Who you loving, who you want to pull up with? Who don't care who you dating, long as you care and you trust me. I'm trying to hear all your problems so I can lighten the load. No, you not fighting alone, cause I'm protecting you from it. So chill. Life hard and ex-lovers is like scars, cause it stop hurting but never forgetting what it was. I wasn't young and my biggest enemy was the club with voicemails on third rings fucking me up. Come on, trust.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your girl, Teresa Murphy. And for those of you who are just tuning in, we are talking about today keeping up with the Joneses and doing anything for clout. So we are having a discussion about individuals at this point in their lives that are still trying to keep up with the Joneses and trying to live a life outside of their means or look a certain way for folks for validation. And again, as Latanya and I both said, I think that comes with the level of insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. If you have to do all of that for validation, I just think it comes with a level of insecurity.
Yeah, and I think, Teresa, what happens is you'll be sitting there watching what your friends are doing, and they're posting about this, they're posting about their great weekend they had, or, you know, they were on the yacht, or they were posting about, ooh, I just started my new business. And in reality, you don't even know, really, you don't really know no details. It's that social media is such a short version of what's really going on in somebody's life. It is. We take that and we run with it and think we know everything about a person, and in reality, it's not true. And I can share an example with you. I remember somebody calling me saying, oh, I saw such and such post. I didn't know that they, you know, started a new business. And in reality, I knew they hadn't started it, but they had an idea because the person had reached out to me and said, I'm thinking about starting this business. What you think? I've already, you know, reserved my name. But all you did was reserve a name. You don't even have a bank account. You don't have no clients. First of all, you don't have no money. But you already put on social media, you started a business.
Because you're looking, again, for that validation for people, and you want to look a certain way to people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay. Yeah, I barely even post on social media at this point. That tells you I'm busy making
money. Busy, yeah.
But, like, I don't have the time. And I don't, like, you know, a prime example for a lot of people, my new listeners, you know, you regular listeners, you know. But for my new listeners, people don't realize how many businesses I have, right?
I
they have no idea. And it's not important to me to let people know.
Yeah.
So a lot of times, you know, when people find out, you know, I've spoken at events before and people find out what I do because they just assume Teresa Murphy Inc. is it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I do. I, you know, help women transition from corporate America to entrepreneurship. And, you know, I do webinars and classes. And I really, because that's what Teresa Murphy Inc. does. And, you know, help women achieve their goals, their dreams. But more importantly, again, helping those individuals who are ready to transition from corporate America to entrepreneurship with a plan. So I teach a fail-proof exit strategy. So if you follow my social media, you really believe, like, that's all I do, right? I don't have to boast and brag. Because, I see, when you are successful in your own right, you don't have to let everybody know, right? It's not a requirement for me to post every business that I do every single day. Some of you, again, even your regular listeners, you might not know. I may have talked about a few of them, you know, the transportation business, the HR and staffing business, and, again, Teresa Murphy Inc. But, again, I don't and brag about my businesses because that's not my goal. My goal is to keep growing my businesses, and that's why I don't post on social media as much as I probably should. And my money doesn't come from social media. Well, it doesn't come from, like, the Instagram platforms and things like that. So I have a true business development person for my business who I pay that goes out. He's an employee, and he goes out, and he gets new business for us. And he's been doing that for 5 years, and people have no idea. I've owned a staffing company since 2007, so which has recently, over the last 4 years, transitioned into an HR consulting business. You won't know that looking at Teresa Murphy, right? You won't know that, you know, I own TMI Trucking and, you know, I partner on some other logistics things and with other people. You're not going to know that because I don't brag, because I don't do anything for clout. I don't need it anymore. But I did realize that when I didn't have and I was broke, I needed the clout.
Yeah.
And I needed validation.
Uh-huh.
And so I made myself look a certain way and made things look a certain way. And I was flat broke. You know, I'm talking about broke where, you know, three bank accounts and all three of them were in the negative. So that type of broke.
Right.
And so now that I'm, you know, reached this level now, I'm just like, I don't owe anybody anything.
Yeah.
Okay. Only person I owe anything to is myself to keep striving every day to become a better person. And so get you some friends that make you level up. Get you in a circle, okay, that'll help you scale up. Not be phony and not be fake. And get you some friends that'll call you out. Hell, if you with some friends, and that's just like when people get dressed. And none of my girls going to get dressed. And something not right with the outfit or the shoes or and hair not right, and I'm not going to say anything because that's not what real friends do.
Right.
And it's okay if you let them lifetimers go. Let them go. You might need to get you a new circle of friends.
Yeah.
Okay? And that may help you with your mental capacity of, you know, it's almost like taking a load off, right? You're taking a burden off of you trying to perpetrate and do anything for clout and keep up with the Joneses. And I'm going to tell you something now. You cannot take material things with you. Material things cannot, you cannot leave a legacy with material things. And second of all, while you're out here and you're spending money you don't have, you know, you need to have a lot of things in place. You know, health insurance, life insurance, you know, all those things are important. Because I know I see a lot of people, you know, that to me, they look successful. And then I'll see somebody pass and they're doing a GoFundMe for the family member.
All the time.
And GoFundMe is not a life insurance policy. So it just kind of tells you where priorities lie with individuals. And so those things are important to me, you know, a trust fund, you know, for the children, the businesses that I'm, you know, I can leave for my children, for them to continue the legacy on of what I have built from the ground up. So that's what's important to me. And I don't have to share that with you guys every day on social media because it's not, it's, to me, it's not that important to get your validation.
Yeah. I agree. You know, everything that I do post, I am very, I'm honest about it. I'm very authentic in what I post and what I share. And I say this all the time, your network is going to be your network.
Mm.
And what I've really had to learn is that if I can't pick up my phone and call someone to help me, then I don't have any type of network. So there's no way I can build a network without having people around me. You cannot do it alone. And see, some of you guys only can pick up your phone and call those people that you can party with or those people you can gossip with and talk about other people. No. I spend very little time on the phone just chit-chatting. I don't do a lot of that. Majority of my phone conversations is about making money, making moves, planning what's next, helping the next woman, sharing what I know, and passing it on. That's kind of where I am in my life, and that's what's most important. And if you can't help me make money, teach me how to make money, show me how to be successful, if you cannot connect me with the right people, if you can't put me in the room, if you can't help me level up, you're just not the friends circle that I want to be bothered with. I have different type of goals now in my 40s, and they are different.
You better breathe.
And looking good about what I'm going to wear tomorrow, that's not the conversations I want to be having on the telephone. I want to be talking about, girl, I saw you. Ooh, tell me what happened. How you do that? Are you going to, what, Teresa, where you going next? Tell me about that. And maybe I can't go this time, but I can go next time and tell me how to get my money right to do that. See, those are the type of friends I want. That's the type of clout I'm trying to build. I want to be able to brag about my friend circle and the people that I'm hanging around with, not people that's not doing nothing. That's a waste of time. So if you see me post somebody, you see me post anything on social media, I'm posting women who are elevating, who are doing things,
okay,
who I'm proud of.
Okay.
I'm not posting a girl that got on the Gucci and the Chanel. She may have that on. She might very well, but you best to believe there's more behind her than just what is on the outside. That's where I am in my life.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, you kind of, you're about substance.
Yeah.
You know, I think
yeah,
it's really important about, you know what I mean? The client, it's about substance now. So I think that's really important. So before we wrap up, we do want to just give a few nuggets, a few tips that may can help, you know, not just you, but maybe can help someone that you know, far as they're struggling, you feel that they're struggling with, you know, trying to keep up with the Joneses for whatever reason. And the first tip that I'm going to give is that you can't change a person, okay? Now, we'll say that. You can't change someone. You can inspire someone. You can admire someone. You might can even be motivating for someone to want to change their mental state of mind of how they think, but you can't change anyone, so don't spend a lot of time trying to do that. Number two, change your circle. You know, if you're not getting nothing out of the circle you're in, and I'm not talking about monetary gain, change your circle. You know, I feel like your circle, everybody should be able to get something from everybody. You know, even with my circle, I have women that are in the circle too that are not even in business.
Yeah.
But they're there for another reason. You know what I mean? I know a lot of women that, you know, I still have friends that are single. They're not married. And so, you know, I wouldn't feel like less than because I don't fit in because I'm not married. You got to be confident in who you are. All right? So over the next couple of days, you know, write it down. Write down what happiness looks like for you. Peel off those layers. Take off all the money you spent that you don't have and what it looks like on social media. And then even probably do a social media fast. as you're writing down what happiness looks like for you for the next couple of days, do a social media fast, right? And then revive yourself. That's how, and I mean, I think that's so important. Now, is your mental state of mind going to change immediately? No, that's not how it works. It's a process. Everything requires work, okay? But have conversations with people. Have honest, open conversations with people of why you feel that you need validation to fit in or to look a certain way, or if you are dealing with, you know, self-love issues, okay? Because we can see if you're dealing with self-love issues if we know the real truth, all right? So those are just a couple of things that I have for you. Again, the most important thing is do a social media fast for a couple of days. I say do a social media fast for the next 3 days. And during that time period, write down what happiness looks like for you. And if at any time right now in your life that you're doing things for validation or doing anything for clout, find out. I want you to sit and just honestly meditate on why. Because see, if you don't get to your why, you're not going to fix it. If you don't get to I own it, you're not going to fix it. If you don't get to I have an issue with people not validating me, you're never going to be able to fix it. Okay, so accountability is key. Do you have anything, Latonya, before we wrap up?
Yeah, let me just add, and it's funny that we're having this topic and some of the things Teresa's talking about, but one of the things I'm actually going to be rolling out next week is I did a workbook, and I want to constantly be able to help people, and one of the things in my workbook that I talk about is you have to change your thoughts. When you wake up in the morning and you're already on the negative page, if you're already feeling that negative energy, if you've already gotten that phone call of the day, when Teresa talked about meditate, you have to regroup, but also you have to talk yourself into some things. And I talk a lot about affirmations. Write down some affirmations, some powerful words and phrases that when you start turning that corner and feeling negativity, when you start feeling like you're looking at social media and you start feeling bad about yourself, you need to just turn to your affirmations that you have created for yourself and create some strong affirmations. Pull out your journal and write down some powerful things. You are powerful. You are beautiful. You know, you are rich. You are wealthy. You have to begin to really write those things down and begin to believe it. When Teresa talked about she was a millionaire before she was a millionaire, she was already walking like one, talking like one, and preparing to be one. So you have to do that about everything in your life. And one of the things that's most powerful is affirmations and mantras and having them up when you wake up in the morning so that nothing shifts your focus. Energy is important. Attitude is important.
Definitely.
And so when those things begin to change because you see something on social media that makes you feel bad, you need to go to your affirmations and rebuild yourself back up. And that's a big thing for me. So I'll share that with you. I have so much more I would love to share with you guys. Teresa will tell you. We'll talk about how you can connect with me later. But you got to keep yourself built up. Nobody's always going to be there to do that for you. And if you don't learn how to build you up and keep you strong and feeling powerful, then you're going to continue to be weak to what you see and what you start to believe and start making yourself feel worse about yourself than what you are, because you're not. We're all beautiful. We're all bold. You know, we're all powerful. We're strong. But you got to walk in that every single day, Teresa.
And also, for those of you that, for my new listeners, if you want to just stay tuned with me on the Motivate My Life radio show or anything else as far as the life and business coaching, transportation, prison reentry program, or HR staffing consulting, please follow me on TeresaMurphyInc.com. And you can also reach out to us on the TMIgroup.com. So, Latonya, you want to tell the listeners how they can reach you?
Absolutely. It's real simple, guys. Facebook, Latonya Taylor, Instagram, and those other platforms. It's I am Latonya Taylor or I am Tanya Taylor. Look forward to hearing from you guys.
All right. So we're going to wrap up today's show. And, again, we want to thank all of you guys for tuning in to Motivate My Life Radio. And just overall, for the last, it's almost been 5 years. So you guys,
yeah,
and you know, 5 years, over 3,500 organic listeners, and you know, I'm just so appreciative and so humble. And I thank you guys for supporting,
sacrifice,
hustle, pay
the price, want a slice. Got to roll the dice, that's why.
All my life, I've been
grinding all my life.
Nothing more powerful than a changed mind.
All my life.
Have a great rest of the week.
Sacrifice.
All perfect.
Hustle, pay the price. On a slice, got to roll the dice, that's why. All my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, I'm married to this gang, that's who I made my wife. Said I die alone, I told that bitch she probably right. One thing that's for sure, not a stranger to this life. Got a safe that's full of Franklin and a shoulder full of stripes. I don't know a nigga like myself. I say self-made, meaning I design myself. County jail phase, you can pull my file yourself. Spot rage, swallow rocks, I'm getting high myself. Duh. Damn right, I like the life I built. I'm from West Side 60, shit, I might got killed. Standing so tall, they think I might got stilt. Legendary baller like Mike, like Wilt. 96 Impala, thug life on wheels. Up against the wall, squabble at Fox Hill. Like a motherfucking boss, ask me how I feel. Successful street nigga touching them first meals. All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice.
All right, guys. Thank you again for tuning in to Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your girl, Teresa Murphy, and we're out.